possible. I thought the guy was going to go hunting and fishing for the rest of his life.
Well, we're very pleased, Chuck, to have him back with us as the head coach. It really is an uplift, I think, to everyone. When we first talked to him, he said, why? You know, and I said, the whys are that the organization needs you, the team needs you, and the community needs you. Mm-hmm. It's just as simple as that. We do, and we're very delighted to have him back as our head coach.
He has promised a special announcement in here. I mean, I already know all this stuff. I was hauled in here to listen to the real Mike Lynn, and are you harboring another secret?
Well, I don't think so. Chuck, do you have any?
There he goes again.
Here we go. Let me just say this, that the Minnesota Vikings radio broadcast beginning in the 1985 season will be on KS95.
Three Christmas presents!
So that's another surprise, I guess. And we're very excited about coming on KS95 because we think it's the way to go, that KS95 will be the exclusive station.
Well, we're very happy to be teaming up with the Vikings, and we think that the Minnesota Viking broadcasts, along with our music and our personalities and our weather and our traffic, just make for just an outstanding combination. Well, Mike, thank you for the call.
Okay, be talking to you a lot.
Often. And
Merry Christmas.
Betcha.
Duck and donuts, and we look forward to 1985.
It's going
to
be fantastic.
The Vikings are already back.
We'll see you.
Cloudy and mild. It is a beautiful morning here in the Twin Cities, 95 and purple. KS95 FM with 12 degrees and a wind chill of 3 degrees below zero and a southwest wind at about 8 miles an hour. Our next chance for snow will be sometime tomorrow into tomorrow night, maybe carrying over into Saturday. After that, although it's going to be awfully cold, doesn't look like too much of anything, but hopefully we'll be wrong and we'll have a nice white Christmas and some warmer temperatures around the way by Monday. We'll see.
One thing I know for sure about Bud Grant: he would never cheat in a fishing contest.
All right.
He never would.
No.
I would. Eddie Payton would. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, did you see that? Thank you, Doug McClellan. He brought that for me. In a bizarre tale of intrigue, suicide, fraud, big money world of bass tournament that ended last week in Texas. Four Louisiana men pleading guilty to swindling $231,000 in prize money from seven Texas bass fishing contests.
Mm-hmm.
One man was killed. People are in prison.
Kind of ruins the credibility of future fishing contests for large prizes, doesn't it?
There's a little cheating going on out here last year, too, out of Minnetonka. But it says here, although many fishing contests use lie detector tests to catch the cheaters, fishermen involved in this ring in Louisiana had managed to outwit the machines with alcohol, Quaaludes, and Valium.
And that was what they used on the machines.
Ay, ay, ay. There's a lot of money in that stuff nowadays.
Hey, that's kind of discouraging. I was going to have this big bass tournament and put up your paycheck.
I fish for fun. I do not belong to a fishing club. I don't want to get into that competitive.
America, what works like a Chevy truck?
Nothing.
What prowls and growls like a Chevy truck?
Think good thoughts would you for me, for Lisa Kaufman. I just got a call from her hubby. He's over the road right now. But Guy and Lisa Kaufman, they had a nice little baby boy, Christopher. Lisa's still at United Hospitals, though, and a little bit down in the dumps. Lisa, come on, you're going to be fine.
Come on, you. Let's go. How's Vern Olson's daughter?
Absolutely fantastic.
Good.
I was down at the hospital, saw her a couple of days ago.
She was in a coma.
I gave her a little sunny hot air balloon pin.
Yeah, yeah.
I said,
good.
You wear this now. It's good luck piece. And she's real, real good. Very, very, very happy.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm very happy that she's good.
Come on, Lisa.
So is Vern.
12 degrees in the cities, and the forecast is coming up on KS95 FM.
Walk right in to Great Expectations. We really care about your hair. Walk right in and sit right down. You need no appointment there. Everybody's talking about Great Expectations. You get yourself a great look there. Walk right in to Great Expectations. Care about your hair.
Quality and convenience. That's what you expect, and that's what you get at Great Expectations. The stylists care about your hairstyle, and they care about how it looks and works for you. And at Great Expectations, you never need an appointment. Just walk right in. Great Expectations in all the Dales, Signal Hills, Knollwood Village, Burnsville, and next to Target in Minnehaha Mall.
Walk right in to Great Expectations. We really care about your hair.
In the hurry-up-and-sell-it atmosphere of today's marketplace, some communication systems try to be all things to all people.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, a phone system is just the beginning. This baby will wash your windows. It'll press your slacks. I mean, it'll mulch your violets.
Well,
you see, we
just need a communication system.
Oh, listen, hey, if you want it to wash your car, it doesn't.
No, just a communication system.
No problem. This baby will handle 100,000 phones.
But we only have 37 phones.
So you'll grow into it. Listen, it's...
In this era of one-size-fits-all technology, Northwestern Bell offers a refreshing alternative, Centron. A communications system that's not only engineered to work right, but to fit right. Centron is designed to grow as you grow, quickly, inexpensively. And for reliability, nothing can touch it. Centron, technology that works and keeps on working. Centron, the only communications system your company will ever need. From Northwestern Bell.
You would like to have a copy of the top hits of 1984, absolutely free, just... Get a business size, if you would, because this thing's kind of big. Self-addressed, stamped envelope. And send it in to 1984 in Caro KS 95 FM, Minneapolis 55414.
Hey, Bud Grant, you got the dogs fed by now.
Yeah.
Don't you?
He'll be on shortly.
Are the deer fed yet? Okay, then. Settle down, have a cup of coffee, and give us a buzz here, Uncle Bud.
KS 95 FM. Proud to be the exclusive radio home of the Minnesota Vikings for many, many years to come.
Telling Bud Grant to settle down, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Shake it up is all that we
know. Chuck and Michael at KS95 FM at 27 minutes after 8 o'clock with a Hall & Oates song. And, ooh, one of my all-time favorite songs is coming up here in about 3 or 4 minutes. And our all-time favorite coach is coming up, too, before 9 this morning. Bud Grant live on KS95. 8:38, this is KS95 FM with 1613 and 95 in the double cash call, 161395. New music. I want to know what love is.
I've got to take a little time.
New music on KS95. The group is Foreigner, Michael.
Oh, hey.
I want to know what love is.
Dale Menton, get me that for Christmas. I want that tape for my truck.
It's KS95. 12 degrees in the Twin Cities with a wind chill of 3 degrees below zero.
I just got high. I'm addicted to love. I love that song. I love it. That's
congratulations,
pretty.
Sharon. Sharon rolled a 211 and a 212 last night.
Sharon Niles, you little crook.
No.
Who?
I think it's Rothers. I wrote this down real quick. She works at Baker Square in Burnsville. She rolled a 211 and a 212.
What's she doing shooting craps over there?
It's bowling.
Oh.
Bowling. Okay.
Bowling. Bowling, yeah. For groceries.
8:43 on KS95, 12 degrees.
Hi, friends. This is Johnny Canton. Bowling for groceries. At the country store right here, we have Virgie Poultice. Stepping up to the line, it's the baby split. Bowling for pork.
Here, this week at the country store, holiday quality meats. Ideal for any festive holiday table. Seriously, you choose at the country store from USDA choice beef, grade A poultry, love fried chicken, and lean, tender pork. Now, a lot of you pig raisers out there would agree with me on this, I'm sure. Pork is good for you. Try some this Christmas. You will like what you find at the country store, and this week's special is Farmland Skinless Smoked Ham, shank portion, just $1.08 a pound. May I say that again? Farmland skinless smoked ham. Mm.
Which end do they light?
Shank portion, just $1.08 a pound. Sure, you'll be thirsty the next morning, but so what? It is so good for you. If you would come on in to the country store nearest you and get in on those deals.
The Oak Grove Dairy cows are coming to your home.
Hello.
Got
Grant. Okay, 12 degrees in the Twin Cities, KS95 FM. And Michael, if you got a half a minute here. About 8:45, waiting on the one and only.
Hello.
Hi there.
Bud Grant.
How are you?
Good.
Donuts is just coming in. Come on in. Shut the door, Michael.
It's a religious experience.
Bud.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Grant, sir, this is Donuts. I know you've never heard of me. I've never met you personally. First off, Bud, if I were you, I would be scared to death. The media is going bananas. The fans are going bananas. Tell me the truth. Are you scared?
Not after as long as I've been in this business, yeah. I'm not scared. You've
never been scared a day in your life. Are you smiling right now, Bud?
Certainly.
You are smiling, aren't you?
We
are so happy to have you back. Really, seriously.
I wake up smiling.
But there's a lot of people out there that are sure looking forward to a great year under your direction. What are your plans? Can you sneak any by the Packer fans out there listening?
haven't made any plans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little early for that.
Well, we can put the ice shack out this weekend.
Well, I plan on doing some of that.
Hey, seriously, bud, we all love you. We're so happy you're back, and we're glad that the kids are going to be able to go to college now. We understand you got a bigger contract in here than Knapp does. What? Any secrets you can let us in on?
Not really. I'm pretty well tapped out of secrets, you know. The media have been around along all day yesterday, and even this morning a couple of calls already, so there aren't haven't any secrets left.
Well, I guess a lot of people are wondering if you're going to rehire some of the assistants or when you'll hire the assistants. Will Jerry Burns be back? And
well, those are, you know, they're not, if you got a secret, you can't tell a secret.
Otherwise the Russians will hear.
So that's the main thing I'm doing now is interviewing coaches, not only from here, but via the telephone and of course, people's friends call for them, and so I've been kept pretty busy, and you can probably tell by my voice I'm hoarse from just talking all day yesterday. I haven't been used to talking all day like I've had to do the last couple days.
Now, if Donuts goes fishing with you at the Governor's Open, he's got to be quiet if he's in the same boat with you. Is that right?
No, that's not right at all. I don't mind other people talking, because if they're talking, they're telling me what they know. But if I talk, I'm only repeating what I already know.
All right. I've got such a nice black lab that needs a home. He's 4 years old. He is the best duck dog you have ever known in your life. Absolutely free for you, Mr. Grant, if you'll tell me if it's true or not that Bob Lertzema is your new assistant coach.
He's always been my new assistant. He's been a phantom coach.
You know, there may be some truth to this.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are certain people you call on when you need help, and Bob is one of those people.
Bud, I have one other thing that I have to tell you about, then I have to go in the other room and get the news ready. Bob. Bud, there's a free turkey waiting for you, Bud, down at the country store in Lexington and University, if you'll get in there right away.
As if
that, you know, that tradition has gone back my playing days. The only thing is, when I went to the Eagles, I wasn't a rookie. I'd played with the Lakers a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I'd already heard about it. I drove the car, and they all went in the store, and I sat outside.
We are so happy, and everybody's so... I think some of us are still in a state of shock, because we felt that after all the years that you'd been there, that when you said you were going hunting and fishing, that was going to be it.
Well, that's not really what I said. That was what was interpreted.
Yeah.
In the media.
Yeah.
That was interpreted. But, you know, you can't go hunting or fishing all day. You can't do anything all day. And so it just, you know, had the opportunity to do some of those things that I didn't have the opportunity when I was coaching. But I certainly didn't do it all day, every day, and maybe 2 or 3 days a week on the good weeks. But other than that, when you've got a family, there are lots of things you have to do.
A lot of people really supported you, Bud, in being late for that news conference. The heck with the media. They can wait a while. We're in no big hurry. I like your style. You're in no big hurry. You had to watch the kid play ball. You had a sick granddaughter. And a lot of people called up on the phone and said, heck, leave him alone. He's a family man.
Well, if you've got six children and six grandchildren, there's always a crisis of some kind going on.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it might be, if it's not in your mind, it's in their mind. So we're used to that, and you find that what the important things are and what can be put off. And I felt the press conference could be put off a little while.
You betcha.
I bet you're not promising any miracles next year, are you, Bud?
Well, I don't believe in miracles.
Yeah, hard work.
I believe in hard work.
Yeah, well.
And we'll do that, and the miracles will have to take care of themselves.
Well, you got so much to do, but once everybody gets healthy, and I don't know if it's too much to ask that everybody get healthy all at the same time, but with you back coaching and all the knowledge that you've built up over the years and the great veterans that we have and the upcoming draft choices that we're going to get... a lot of people are wondering, does that mean that we're going to load up with some great talent and do everything we can to go after the Super Bowl?
Well, that's our ultimate objective. Now, you know, if you gave me $1 million today and told me, well, why don't you go out and buy the best center in the country, I couldn't get him for $1 million. You can't buy them. You know, the only way we can get better is through the draft, and that's sometimes a painstakingly slow process, because you only are allowed so many players each and every year. Mm-hmm. This year we have some extra draft choices. Hopefully they'll all turn out. Realistically, they don't always all turn out. Some take longer than others. Some can come in and play right away. When we say miracles, we've got to be fortunate as well as good. And the injuries, I'm not a doctor. They're a part of football. They're a part of hockey. They're a part of any sport. And if you can avoid them, your chances are much better. The last 2 years, we've had more than our share of injuries. We think that next year we'll probably get back into the norm again and avoid them.
Well, yeah. The whole thing sort of reminds me of trying to catch a walleye during a cold front.
Well, you sound like you know what you're talking about anyway.
I gotta go.
Yeah, Bud, thank you. KS95 is excited, of course, because the news came down yesterday that we're going to be the new radio home here in the Twin Cities for the Viking broadcast.
That's right. I've been around here long enough to have experienced that back in the early 70s.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are, too. I'm looking forward to seeing you again and having you on every once in a while and talking about the not only the state of football, but as you can tell, Donuts is an avid outdoorsman. And we kind of look forward to having you on and asking you some of those questions, too.
Well, just tell me when he's going to deliver that Black Labrador, and I'll be ready for it.
Oh, you heard him. We have an attorney upstairs. His name is Pete, Bud.
We'll be out about 10 this morning. Is the deer feeder back yet?
It's out.
Okay.
We got to get some snow so the deer get hungrier. Then they line up out there.
Well, thanks for a great Christmas present, and Merry Christmas to you and to the grand household. And I feel like your granddaughter. I'm just so elated, I'd almost like to hug you.
Well, thanks very much, and we'll be talking to you, and I'm sure your audience enjoys you as much as I do.
Well, thank you, Bud.
You bet.
I can wait another day.
Paul McCartney's song on the number one music station and exclusive radio home of the Minnesota Vikings here in the metro area, KS95 FM. We're 12 degrees with a wind chill of 3 degrees below zero and clear to partly cloudy and mild and high today in the upper 20s to the lower 30s. Well, you better get your black lab ready.
I heard it. Yeah. I heard him on the air say, bring me that black lab.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that, Gary Gillespie? His name is Pete. Bud, he's trained for hand signals, too. Honest to God, you
really?
Just go like this and hold your hand up. He sits real quiet. He lays down. All you got to do is go like this with your hand. That means fetch the duck.
Because
if you have to say fetch, you know, there might be some big greenheads that flare, you know. You don't have to even speak to this duck.
He touched me.
Special report here from John Lundell on a traffic problem.
Truck is 35W inbound at 36th Street. An accident just occurred. There are apparently injuries involved because a number of emergency vehicles are arriving. 35W inbound. Down to less than a lane, actually. People are off onto the shoulder now trying to get by, and very, very quickly, traffic is backing into the crosstown. If you're a little bit late coming into downtown, use Park Avenue this morning.
Okay, thank you, John. It's the
KS95. Well, that'll have to be his report then, too.
Well,
who was that brought to us by?
858. That report was brought to us by Republic Airlines.
All right. And another rumor that I just heard this morning. Yeah. Bud Grant is working on his commercial pilot's license.
Really?
Couple more years, it'll be Ely Airways. I'll take right seat, left seat, doesn't matter. Bud, big beaver, you know, fly people up there. Rich people from Chicago, big fat guys.
Every family has one especially humorous topic.
KS95 with Napper and Donuts and the Salvation Army is distributing toys and gifts to thousands of needy children by giving new unwrapped toys to Santa Anonymous. You can help. For more information, you could call Dolores at the Salvation Army at 372-4462. That's exactly 9 o'clock. We're a little behind
because
we had so much fun with Bud Grant there.
I'm having fun in here, too. It's like old days. See the man sitting there, Chuck? That's Jack Malo, or Dr. Malo, head of the reproductive research something or other at St. Paul Ramsey.
All right.
And if you can believe that or not, that man you're looking at, he and I grew up together in high school at IT Simley High.
Mm-hmm.
Any of you Simley people, Jack, Dr., this is so hard for me. Dr. Malo will be on Good Company today.
Ooh, okay.
See? I got a friend who's an intellectual. There's one. Look at it. He's got wingtips on and everything. He's got a tie on. Jack Malo. Hulse, you got to watch this. It's the same squirrel. He's a doctor now. I don't believe it. This is great. And in fact, I'm going to blackmail him right now. What are you worth now, Jack? Yeah. Boy, those were the days, weren't they, Jack? Watch Good Company today with Steve and Sharon. I got to go. There is no news. Well, there's a little one here. Here's one. Government reports consumer prices went up only 0.2% in November as holiday shoppers found bargains in new cars, clothes, turkey, and chicken. The modest increase kept the 1984 inflation rate January through November to only 4.1%. That's it for Pete the dog, too. He doesn't have to go to the pound now. I kind of lied a little bit. I mean, he's not trained that good, Bud. But when you, I'm sure The way you trained those Vikings all those years, you'll have no problem with Pete. All you got to do is say, Kennel, bud, and he'll run, jump right in there. In fact, he could call the plays in out to Kramer. You know, just little hand signals. You just whisper in Pete's ear what you want Tommy to do. He could run out there, run back. He can go like mad with a football, too.
Yeah. And this dog sits up in front of the screen, and if it's a replay that isn't particularly pleasing, he puts his paws over his eyes.
Oh, you scared me. I thought you might stand on three legs. I got to get out of here.
It's KSTP FM 95, the exclusive radio home of the Minnesota Vikings. And the color radar weather forecast is clear to partly cloudy and mild, right?
It looks good. High this afternoon, upper 20s to lower 30s, then increasing clouds tonight. Chance of snow developing. Low tonight, low to mid 20s. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of snow, possibly mixed at times with some freezing rain.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Let's get some snow in here.
That's like saying the Vikings will have less than a 500 season next year.
Come on, you people believe. I don't think Green Bay fans, you know, half of those games are played in Milwaukee. They probably won't be too thrilled with this bumper sticker that's just come out.
What?
Forget old Milwaukee. This Bud's for you.
All right. Put your hands on your radio and say, I believe in Bud Grant.
I love you. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock at KS95 FM and 17 degrees in the Twin Cities. This is Chuck. Now, Doug will be in a little while. We have some vacations going on as people are off here just in front of Christmas to do some last-minute shopping. And Doug McClellan will be in a little while, and Dan will be in this afternoon. And 17 degrees is the temperature, and the winds are southwest at 7 miles an hour. It is a beautiful morning.
Jingle bells, snowmen, and mistletoe, too. I'm going shopping.
With your purchase from the Christian Dior fragrance collection at Dayton's.
Best chance for some white stuff could come tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, into Saturday morning, the way it looks now. Temperatures will be cold enough. It's just a question of can we get some in here. KS95.
We had your leaving.